For WKAR News, I'm Kevin Lavery. This week, we've been bringing you the Ken Burns landmark documentary, The Vietnam War, on WKAR-TV. This Sunday, the series focuses on the events of 1968, the high watermark of the war. That year, one of the most famous events of the conflict took place not in North Vietnam, but in North Korea. On January 23, 1968, the USS Pueblo was conducting a surveillance mission off the coast of North Korea when it was seized. More than 80 men were captured and held prisoner for nearly a year. One of those men was Michigan native Richard Boehm. He served as an engineman aboard the Pueblo. I met Mr. Boehm recently at the VA hospital in Ann Arbor, where he recounted his story.
First they fired shots across our bow, and then they fired airbursts, anti-personnel airbursts to get the people off the deck, and then they actually started hitting us. They started putting shells in this 58-millimeter cannon, I believe, about the size of a beer can.
What is going through your mind as all this is happening?
I couldn't really believe it. I was down in the engine room, so I couldn't actually see anything, but it was... But you'd hear the ting, 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 ting down the hull of the machine gun fire, and every once in a while, thump, when one of the shells would go off or one would hit. I had no idea what the real action looked like. I just knew that we were being boarded. There was some sort of conflict going on.
Next thing you know, you're being marched off the ship, and you're standing on North Korean soil.
Right. They unloaded us and put us aboard a train to take us to, I believe, to the capital city. And then about an hour before we arrived, they kicked the heat up really high on the train, so that when we got off the train and into the extremely cold weather, everyone was wearing light jackets and whatever, and everyone immediately started shivering, and I'm sure they were saying we were quaking in fear.
What did you have to do, Mr. Boehm, emotionally and psychologically to handle each day?
Wake up each morning and feel like you were going to make it through the day, do what you had to do to get there. Do what you could do to undermine any propaganda that they were trying. There were more middle fingers stuck up in camera shots, in videos, in movies, things done backward, anything we could do to undermine their propaganda. And every once in a while it costs you a bloody nose or a black eye, but...
I've heard about that. I've heard about the fact that the North Koreans didn't understand the middle finger gesture, and then when they figured that out.
That was a Hawaiian good luck sign until someone put it in a national publication that they thought the room was signaling for help, and the answer to that was, well, you darn fool, that was an obscene gesture, and all of a sudden things got tough. That started Hell Week, which lasted about 8 or 10 days, and then it all went away, and they suddenly started taking care of anyone who had visible bruises. And they could clean up a visible bruise in a hurry, too. A couple, 3 days and my black eye was gone.
What is more difficult, Rick, 11 months in a North Korean prison camp or 49 years of living with it?
Personally, probably the 11 months in the camp. They tell me I'm suffering from about 70% post-traumatic stress, but it's nothing that I really notice.
You were extraordinarily lucky then to have relatively little psychological effect.
Relatively little. I know at one point when we were captured, there was about 18 inches of airspace between me and one of those 58-millimeter cannon shells, but there was also a deck in between us, and I think about that occasionally. And the time the guy stuck the machine gun in my back and told me, I'm sure he was telling me in his language that he was going to shoot me, and happened. He didn't shoot me, so I had another day to live the next day.
Richard Boehm spent 11 months in a North Korean prison camp. He was an engineman on the USS Pueblo, which was captured off the North Korean coast in 1968. Mr. Boehm, thanks so much.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me.
For WKAR, I'm Kevin Lavery.